HKX, Oval.
KO4CN.
Freaking late today?
A little later than usual, but not too bad. At least I'm off before the shift actually stopped.
That's a good thing.
I mean, I try to plan it 2, 3 o'clock, and I'll still be there 4, 4:30, 5 o'clock. So how's your day been?
Been pretty good. A little slow, but not bad. I mean, still productive.
Be nice if it cool off a little bit more.
It's warm today, that's for sure.
Last weekend, I was in a tent, and it's, you know, nice and comfortable during the day, and 40s, low 50s at night, and now it's 85 right now is what my truck's showing.
77 up here on 290 right where you get on 25.
Close.
Yeah, if you're working tomorrow or not.
Day to day off. I mean, I'll kind of work from home a little bit, but you know, you can't really manage people from home, so I just got some stuff I need to do on the computer and get ready and, you know, all that rigmarole, so I'm going to go ahead and do that tomorrow and spend time with the boys.
You have that option where you can do a little bit from home and spend some time with the family and take care of what needs to be taken care of there.
You can't complain. I mean, you know, I already got my 40 hours in, so that's all that's really required of me. So technically, I wouldn't have had to work tomorrow, but, I mean, usually we work 5 days, so. Unless we got to work Saturday, and then we'll just take a different day off. But, yeah, so I definitely am not complaining about that. At least I can choose to do that and not, you know, have to take points or use vacation, all that good stuff.
That was my one Friday a month to go down to the Michelin test track.
Sale, or are you doing that there to do something different?
To work, selling some tools.
See anything while you're down there, or you just have to hang out in your truck?
Shop, there's certain places I can go, but in the shop, I'm allowed in there. Just can't take any pictures.
And that completely.
Covers over your cameras on your phone and everything else, so, you know, not a big deal, but it's a car to me. I'm really not that impressed with them, so.
Now, I've never seen the little covers for the phones. That's pretty neat.
Sticker that if you peel it off, it says void. So they know if you've been messing with it, put it back, and that kind of thing. Nothing too fancy.
Interesting way to keep you honest. I mean, yeah, we have policies in place at work. Not supposed to take pictures and stuff, but you really can't police it overall. So, yeah, just try to keep the phones off the line.
I think the people who are working in there, they could leave the phones in their lockers.
Can, but nobody likes to do that anymore. Nobody wants to be separated from their cell phones nowadays. So, you know, we try to make adjustments. And, like, I got a little box near my desk that my people can put their phones in. That way they're close by and not, you know, stuck upstairs in their locker. And, you know, just try to make it a little bit better on them. That way they'll keep it off the line. But, you know, it'll be close enough where they can get to it.
They even do that?
They let them do it, or what do you mean?
That they let them have them on the floor at all. Don't make them leave them in their lockers.
Tools they're supposed to, but, you know, unless you see somebody's phone sticking out of the back pocket, you know, you can't really check them for it. So the rule is there, and that's why, like I said, I had a one of our teams there will build some stuff. I've had them build a little box, and it'll hold like 30 cell phone size things so they can keep their phone or vape pen. That way it's not on the line where it's not supposed to be, but, you know, it's close enough they don't have to use their brake to go get it out of the locker and go outside and do whatever they want.
See how attached to these little devices we have gotten.
Yeah, I mean, most people don't want to do without it. Even now, I mean, I find myself looking for mine any time I leave the house. I'll even turn around and go back and get it if I forget it.
I mean, mean, it's, I'm the same way. That's why I'm saying, I imagine going back to, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago before cell phones were a real big thing, how we used to live our lives without them.
Shoot, I remember my mama had a Ford Escort or something, and she had a phone installed in her, and I thought that was the coolest thing in the world.
First one in my family to have one, I beat them all to it.
Shoot, I held out for a long time. It wasn't until I ended up in a wreck. I was in Greenville doing something, and some lady hit me head on in the little BMW Roadster I was in, and I had to get out of my car and go to a payphone and call my parents to come get me. And from that point forward, I've had that phone with me all the time.
What do you do without them? I mean, you think about how interconnected they are to our whole life. Your calendar's on it, your banking's on it, your debit card's on it. I mean, everything.
You're right about that. You know, and it you think about how much you get a whim to look up something, and now you just jump on your phone and look it up and do whatever, Amazon shopping from it. It's crazy.
Got one cell phone. I swore them down I'd never do the texting thing. Because when it comes to spelling, it's not my thing. I'll just flat out tell you, spelling is not my thing. I work on cars for a living.
Yeah, shoot it. I'm glad we got such things as spell check.
Voice to text, because half the time I can't even get close enough for spell check.
ain't nothing wrong with that.
Really not that bad, but you know, sometimes it's like I just brain freezes up and I can't remember how to spell my own name sometimes.
Shoot, I'll be at work and have to send an email or something, and it'll just be that one word. You just, no matter what you do, the spell check won't even catch it. So I can type it on my phone, and it'll start giving me recommendations. I'm like, oh, there it is. There's the word I'm looking for. K-O-4-C-F.
We're HKX. Yeah, but you got to be careful with that autocorrect or spell check. Sometimes they put words in there you didn't really mean to say.
Sometimes you have to use a spell check for email that I'm typing out, and it sucks, but it works. And them things give me a fit when I'm typing on them.
I'm an iPhone user, so I tried it years ago, and I just didn't like it.
If it wasn't for the fact that they use them at work, I wouldn't have one, but you know, my personal phone's an Android, and that's what I've always used. I can't take to an iPhone.
The navigation in is just off, and it could just be, you know, you're not used to it. That's what I say it is anyway. I had to go to it. I guess I could, but I'm used to the iPhone or the Android, and I'm happy with it. So I think I'll just stay there and let something happen.
Shoot, I tried a Windows phone long, it's probably been 3, 4, 5 years ago, something like that. And after being on Android for so long, it couldn't quite do some of the things you just get used to. And I'm sure the same things for iPhone, but we get used to them. But these little things that just drive me crazy about it, I just can't do it.
On to an Apple computer, everybody talks about how great they are and this, that, and the other. I'm just like, I'm used to Windows 10 or Windows, and I'd have to go back and re-educate myself, and I don't know that I got that in me anymore.
Shoot, I've tried, use Windows forever. I couldn't get used to a Mac. I bought my wife one time, and I couldn't ever do it. And I've tried Linux a few times, and I love the idea, but just learn the commands and stuff, I'm like, I can't do it.
I'm right there with you.
Portable radio set up and whatnot, and I had a Raspberry Pi for it last time I went camping, and I did something and messed it up. You know, it's supposed to, when you power it up after so many minutes, it's supposed to send out like a Wi-Fi signal, and you can connect to it, and you can pull it up on your phone or whatever device, and it just didn't work. I told my wife, I said, you know what, I'm tired of it. I'm going to Best Buy, I'm buying the cheapest laptop they got, and I spent $200 on one, and it worked perfect this last trip I went on.
Hey, yeah, all I use my Raspberry Pi for is my hotspot for my DMR, that's it.
It's great, you know, if you had a screen for it, you wouldn't have to worry about all the extra steps. And I thought about investing the money. I mean, you can buy nice screens for them, $70-$80, and the more I thought about it, I'm like, dang, I can go out and spend $200 and get a Windows laptop. I ain't got to do anything special to it, and it'll work right out of the box with my radio. So I'm like, nah, it just ain't worth spending that much, and then maybe changing my mind anyway.
Go ahead and jump off here. I'm getting ready to cross the state line. So I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3s to you. Enjoy the QSO this afternoon. You be careful on the rest of the way into the house, and I'll keep an ear out for you in the morning. KO4HKX. I'll be clear on your final.
Actually, it's definitely been good talking to you this evening. So just be safe on the rest of your way home, and hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow. It's KO4CF, and I will be clear.
4TMA mobile.
KO4CEF, how you doing this evening?
4CEF, how are you? Yeah, the name is Simon here in Greenville. How about you?
My name here is Andrew. Actually, usually stay up in Spartan Marsh. Headed to Camp Beller right now.
Well, the call sign's a little familiar, KO4CEF. I'm not sure if we've caught each other on the air before, or maybe I've just heard you. I'm relatively new here. Got my license a couple months ago. What takes you to Campobello? Is this you driving for work or what?
Off work. Got to go pick my boys up from my parents' house. My wife's out of town, so get ahead up that way before I get to head home.
Well, yeah, you sound like you're hitting the repeater pretty well. I'm in downtown Greenville right now. How am I coming through to you?
I repeater really well. I hear a little bit of noise in the background, but it ain't, I mean, it's really nothing at all. I mean, you're sounding really good.
Yeah, my whole rig is still new enough that it's always good to get a little signal report and see how things are working. How long you been in this hobby? How long you been in this local network that I'm just starting to get to know?
I think I will be licensed, I think it'll be 2 years in January, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, the KO4 prefix. So my first assigned call was KO4PNR. So I came a little after you there in the alphabet for the suffix, of course, because I just got mine a few months ago. And then I very quickly changed to this vanity, KZ4TMA. How far do you go in the hobby? You got a mobile rig you're talking on now, but are you interested in any other elements? You doing HF or anything like that?
Let's see. Last June, so not this June, but last June, the one before that, I ended up getting my general license. So I started playing around on HF a little more. You know, 10 meters gave me a taste of it with my technicians, and, you know, you'd have the days where it was just completely closed down. So that finally pushed me to get my general. Shoot, here lately I've been trying to get into Morse code. It's okay, but, man, that's a hard one to do. How about you? What are you into?
I'm totally new at this. I've got a CB radio, and I've got this, and so I'm still just getting to know my local repeaters, getting a sense of when certain nets are, that kind of thing. I'd like to improve my mobile rig a little bit. I'm looking for a new antenna. I can never seem to join that Wednesday night swap net, that meets on this repeater on Wednesday nights. But Patrick, KO4HKX, he relayed a message for me to that group about being interested in a new antenna. So maybe I'll get to swap with someone. But other than that, I mean, I've only gone to 2 meters and 70 centimeters. I'll probably get my GMRS sometime soon just so I can chime in with friends if I'm on a trail ride, you know. But I've been thinking about HF. Let me let this repeater recycle real quick, and then I'll follow up with a question. KZ4TMA for ID. Yeah, Andrew, I'm eager to hear what you meant when you said that with your technician you were doing some 10-meter, but there were some days when you were blocked off. Does that mean I can do 10-meter? I should know this. But does that mean I can do 10-meter on my technician license, but just a very limited bandwidth or something? Is that what you were doing before?
Absolutely. So with your technicians, you have access to the single sideband portion of 10 meters. So you can, it's about 28,500, if I remember off the top of my head, to about, and you can go all the way down to the bottom. You can do Morse code. You can do digital on 10 meters. The problem with 10 meters, this kind of, you've got CB, you're somewhat familiar. You know, you get the skip, as they call it, rolling in. But so you'll see something similar on 10 meters. It'll open up like yesterday when I turned my radio on. You could hear South America. You'd hear some of those countries coming in, and hear a little bit out west. 10 meters is kind of that way, where depending on whatever conditions are at the time, you might be able to talk. You know, I've got signals to New Zealand before when I'm a technician, and there'd be days where you wouldn't hear hardly anything at all if you were to try to do FT8. But like yesterday, I think it opened up for a little while. So if you had a rig that can do it through 28 megahertz, you could talk on single sideband on your technician.
To know, or I should say, that's really good to be reminded, because I guess in theory I learned that when I got my technician's license. But yeah, it's good to know. That encourages me. Maybe I could go ahead and start dabbling in 10 meters before I take the general. I think I've got a little bit more to master, just figuring out all the ins and outs of 2 meters, 70 centimeter, and I'll play around with GMRS, see if there are any repeaters around here. So yeah, I got a little more to figure out before I do that. But that's good to know. I appreciate you sharing that, because I've been wondering if my next step would be, you know, if I could mess around in 10 meters at all, or if I needed to go ahead and do the general before I could. So I probably could have gone and cracked open my ARRL book and found the answer, but you just gave it to me a lot more helpfully, so thank you.
Totally understandable. And you have access to 6 meters as well. You get the whole thing. And if you are willing to try Morse code, I don't remember the bands 100% off the top of my head, but I think it's 15 meters, 40 meters, and I think you get a little bit on 80 as well, where if you wanted to do Morse code, you can do that on your technicians as well. You don't have any digital or voice on anything above 10 meters.
Yeah, I remember. All right, sounds good. Good. All right, man. Well, thanks for chatting. It's good to make the contact. I've got you as Andrew, if I'm not messing up your name, and KO4, was it CEF? Charlie Echo Foxtrot. Again, I'm Simon Greenville, KZ4TMA. And I better head in here in just a minute, so I'll let you go. I'll say 73s after your final. But come back to me and let me know if I got your name and call right again. And I appreciate it. KZ4TMA.
Right. But yeah, it's welcome to the hobby. I know, like you said, you've been in it a little bit, but I would definitely recommend upgrading to your general. It's really not any harder than your technician's class was, and the test was. It's pretty much the same. Nothing really crazy on there. And if you start dabbling in 10 meters and stuff, you're already kind of learning the wavelengths and whatnot. That'll be some of the questions, but. Yeah, I would highly encourage you to do that. GMRS, I think there is one repeater in Greenville. I've never tried it because I live in Spartanburg, but I think there is one out there. But I think it's a lot like 2 meters, 70 centimeters, same thing, but just not as prolific around here, I guess I should say. But, yeah, it's been a pleasure talking to you this evening, and hopefully we'll hear you again on the radio. Just give a holler if you're out and about, and hopefully somebody will answer back to you. If I'm around, I'll definitely try to. But this is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear.
EF, thanks again. KZ4TMA.